Ladybird Readers, Moomin the Treasure, based on the original stories by Tove Jansson. Moomin the Treasure. Picture words. Moomin. Moomin Mama. Moomin Papa. Snork Maiden. Little Mai. Fishing Rod. Top Hat. Pearl, shell, treasure, asleep, berries, moonlight. When Moomin woke up and saw the sun, he felt happy. "What a beautiful day," he said. "I want to go on a trip, an exciting trip." He went down to the kitchen and said, "Let's go on a boat trip. We can look for treasure." "Oh, yes," thought Snork Maiden. "What can I wear?"
"Good idea," said Moomin Papa. "We can go fishing too."
"And we can take a picnic," said Moomin Mama. Moomin liked fishing, but today he couldn't choose a fishing rod. Which one? The red one or the yellow one? He thought. Moomin Papa couldn't choose a hat. Which hat for the boat? He thought. The black hat? The yellow hat for the rain? Or both? And I must take my top hat, of course. Moomin Mama and Little Mai wanted to take lots of berries with them for the picnic.
"Berries are good to eat," said Moomin Mama. "And we can make lots of juice from them too."
"Good. I love berry juice," said Little Mai.
"I like berry juice too," said Moomin.
"Now, where's Snork Maiden?" he thought. "Is she ready?"
Snork Maiden couldn't choose her clothes for the trip.
"Oh dear, what can I wear?" she said. "Can you help me, Moomin?
Do you like the blue dress or the pink one?" she asked him.
"They both look nice," said Moomin.
"But I like the pink one better."
After many hours, they were all ready and the boat was full.
"Now, let's go and look for treasure," said Moomin and Snork Maiden.
Oh dear, it was late.
"There's no sun," said Little Mai sadly.
"No, there isn't," said Moomin Papa. "But we have the moonlight." Then, in the moonlight, they started their trip.
"Let's look for an island," said Moomin Papa.
"Yes,"
they all said happily. Snork Maiden was excited. She put her hand into the water.
"There's treasure," she said. "I can see treasure down there."
"That's not treasure," said Little Mai. "It's only the moonlight."
"I think that it's treasure," said Moomin.
Then Moomin jumped into the water. He swam down and down and down. At the bottom,
he saw a beautiful pearl inside a shell.
Snork Maiden, Little Mai, Moomin Mama and Moomin Papa all looked into the water, but they couldn't see Moomin.
"Oh dear," said Snork Maiden. "Is he all right?"
Then Moomin swam back to the boat.
"Oh, Moomin,"
said Snork Maiden happily.
"It was treasure," said Moomin. "Look."
He showed Snork Maiden the beautiful shell. The pearl inside it was the same colour as the moon.
"It's beautiful," said Snork Maiden.
"It's for you," said Moomin.
After a few minutes, Moomin Papa saw something.
"I can see an island," he said.
"Good," said Moomin Mama.
"Let's have our picnic there."
They made a nice fire and enjoyed their picnic in the moonlight. Moomin Papa told them stories about the sea. They talked most about Moomin and the pearl. Then they all felt very tired. Snork Maiden put her head next to Moomin's head.
"Thank you, Moomin," she said. "Thank you for my treasure. It's beautiful."
Moomin was very, very happy.
"Tomorrow, I can find you more treasure," he said.
Snork Maiden didn't hear him. She was asleep. Ladybird Readers, Moomin the Treasure, read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by Mary Taylor. Activities written by Kamini Kanduri. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Based on the original stories by Tove Jansson. Characters and artwork are the original creation of Tove Jansson. Text and illustrations, copyright Moomin Characters Trademark 2020. All rights reserved.